I've worked on
it.
Kate comes out as much as Kent does, so I've got to be honest and say Kent is one of our Clark County. Just can't do it. Sometimes Kent comes out. I'm always surprised when it does, but it does come out.
What about, say if a farmer were looking at his corn and it seemed unusually short for this time of year, he might say something like, well, that's funny, at this time of year it to be taller.
Ought to be taller.
Or what about, say if you hear of a boy who's gotten a spanking, you might say, well, that he did something he
shouldn't have.
You ever hear people say, oh, no?
Probably.
Say, if you're refusing to do something in a very strong way, you might say, well, now, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just
won't.
Or, say, suggesting the possibility of your being able to do something.
I might.
Say, right? Ever hear people out here say, well, I might could do that for you.
Mm-hmm. Might could. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you aware of yourself using that, do you think?
I probably do. I'm not aware of myself doing it, but I might.
You do hear it pretty good better out here.
Oh, yes. I might could, yes. And that is definitely used.
What about this bird that is supposed to be able to see in the dark? Makes a kind of hoot, you know, sound?
Oh, an owl.
You know about different types?
I've heard hoot owls and screech owls, and that's about it.
You know the difference? Is there a difference in size?
I have no idea.
Okay. What about this bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Ever heard them call anything else?
Peckerwoods.
Have you ever heard a person call another person a peckerwood?
Yes, I have.
What is that supposed to mean? Any idea?
No.
Would it be a flattering term?
It's not a flattering term, but it's usually an affectionate term.
Is that right?
As though that peckerwood, you know, it's just like that old so-and-so, but it's not usually used with an enemy around here. Right. It's usually a good buddy.
Well, what about this animal has black fur with white stripe down its back?
Skunk.
Call those anything else? Do people around here say polecat?
Have you heard polecats used? And I know that is a word for skunk, but I don't really think they use it. Polecat is not common usage for.
Well, is there
something? Now they'll call a person a polecat.
Okay.
It means he smells bad.
Is that right?
Right.
Well, is there something like a skunk or a polecat, except a little bit different, still gives off that bad odor?
That bad smell?
Yeah.
Not that I know of. There probably may be.
Have you ever heard of a civet cat?
A what?
Civet cat.
No.
Well, that's funny, because I had never heard of the civet cat before I came to Arkansas.
Well, spell it.
Oh, I forgot how do you spell that. It's either C-E or C-I-V-I-T.
Never heard of that.
It's like a skunk. It's very similar to a skunk. But instead of a solid white stripe down its back, the stripes are abbreviated, you know, they're kind of broken up. It's more spotted than it is.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, they're around here. They're a little different from a skunk. But glad I ran into a name of Arkansas. I didn't know what it was either. Feel pretty ignorant. What about these animals with the bushy tails that run around the trees?
Squirrels.
Different types?
I have no idea.
There's people talk about gray squirrel or fox squirrel, something like that.
Tree squirrels.